a good start, but, you know, watching the film, there's a lot of things to improve upon. So, you know, we're just trying to get better week in and week out. You know, I'll let the coaches worry about, you know, the balance of what they call, and I'm just going to, you know, do what I'm told, execute the plays that are called.
Now, Taylor, we ask other guys, like the quarterback and all that, what stats they look at. What is an offensive lineman? What do you, when you, if you look at a stat sheet, what do you look at?
Probably yards per carry and sacks. I mean, and, you know, penalties, it's probably another one, but I think yards per carry and sacks are huge.
When you look at that, does it, just one other thing, okay? When you look at that, does everything else kind of follow from that then? In other words, that's sort of the foundation for what you do?
I mean, yeah, I think it's a good starting point, whether you played well or not. You know, your yards per carry and, you know, how you protected the quarterback. You know, there's an exception to every rule, but I think, you know, if you're looking at if you played well or not, that's a good starting point, I think.
Adrian Peterson only had 1.6 yards per carry against this Tennessee defense. How challenging is that front for them and for you guys, and how vital will be the running game, you know, that balance that you guys had in the opening in this one?
Yeah, they do have good personnel up front, and they are disruptive and talented. But, you know, we go out and execute what we do. Hopefully, you know, good things will come of that. So, you know, again, you know, I'm going to rely on the coaches to, you know, maintain a balance, put us in, you know, the proper situations to gain yardage, and, you know, just execute my technique, do what I'm told.
Hey, what does it say that after playing, you know, as a team, limited snaps in the preseason, then playing at full speed for, like, 65 snaps, mm-hmm. going down the stretch, that the offense was able to function, including the offensive line, at a pretty good level, without any big breakdowns?
I think it's a good base to build off of to go, you know, moving throughout the season. You know, it's obviously not a finished product. We're, you know, we're a group that wants to get better. We're a group that, you know, is probably going to need to get better. But, you know, it was a good start, good base, but, you know, a lot of things to clean up.
What does week one performance like that, just talking individually, do for your confidence? You always seem like a confident guy.
Yeah.
Do it week one against a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, they did have some good pass rushers, you know. You know, and it was going to be a challenge for me, but that's the nature of playing tackle. But, you know, I think it was good for me to go out there and play in a full game, you know, build some confidence moving forward, and, you know, not just do it for, like, in the preseason where you play a quarter or a half or something like that, but for, you know, the full extension of a game. So, you know, I think, you know, just like us as a group, it was a good thing to build off of, a good foundation to start on and, you know, hopefully get better moving forward.
Matthew talked about, like, the demeanor of the offensive line and praised it a little bit in terms of, okay, we know we're going to make mistakes and we can't dwell on it and we have to move on. Do you mm-hmm. think that's a big part of the success that you guys had in the first game and the success you plan to have moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely were mistakes. It's, you know, it's an imperfect game. You strive for perfection, but it's not going to happen. There's just too many variables. But you need to be able to move on, not dwell on those mistakes you make. Because, you know, if you're worrying about what you did, you know, two drives ago, you know, you're probably going to make another mistake. So then you're going to have all kinds of things to worry about. So, you know, have a one-play mindset and then, you know, move on.
What is when going out there, you know, first and 10 at the 25 with 37 seconds, what goes through an offensive lineman's mind? We always ask the quarterback and all that. That left tackle, what are you thinking at that point?
I mean, you know, go out there and, you know, Mathis is out there. So, you know, he's a good pass rusher. But, you know, as with the whole game, that's just the nature of playing tackle. You're going to get some really good athletes out there on the edge. You know, you rely on the quarterback in the center to navigate the protections properly. And that's something that we practice all the time. I know I've seen other guys talk about how we practice it a ton with, like, no timeouts. So, you know, just go out there and just play football. You know, don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything outside of your job. And just execute your job.
So what's Matthew Stafford's communication like out on the field? We saw him call out a couple guys, and he said that's not that uncommon. We just don't see it all the time. What have you seen about him as a leader and communicator?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously got really, really high football IQ. He's a really smart guy. So, you know, basically when he calls things, we obey it. You know, he can see things in coverages, safety rotations and things like that that, you know, we may not see or, you know, And for me right now as a rookie, it's not something I'm worried about seeing. I'm, you know, worried about, you know, getting the simple things right and kind of leaning on the veterans around me. So, you know, he's a really smart guy, and he does a great job for us.
So much is talked about the left tackle position as a pass protector, mm-hmm. an opportunity to attack, run block. We saw it on the running tug trial. We passed the second line, wipe out linebacker. How much you like that part of the game too? You could be an attack.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what tackles do, I guess, you know, they put an emphasis on pass blocking, but, you know, I think you need to be well-rounded. You need to be able to do everything because, you know, you can't have weaknesses showing up in the game, and, you know, I do want to be a well-rounded tackle, and you know, that's something I'm working at, to be, you know, consistent and you know, productive at everything. So, you know, in college we ran the ball a lot, though we were a very run-heavy team, but and this isn't college anymore, so.
What was the big step up from preseason to regular season? I mean, people talk about it a lot, how the, you know, whatever changes. What was it in your mind? What was the difference?
In my mind, nothing was different, because I went out in preseason like it was a regular game to me, because I don't know any better. I didn't know any different, and it was really important for me to, you know, try to grow throughout the preseason. So coming in week one, you know, hopefully I'd be playing decent football.
And also, this game looks like at the tackle position, like it's the All Big Ten team 2 years ago with you and Lawan and, mm-hmm. and Jack Conklin. Do you at all get up in the rivalries and matchups with other players or anything like that, or curiosity even?
I'm only worried about, you know, the matchup that I have against a defensive end or a defensive tackle, whatever it may be. I'm not taking any snaps against those guys, so, you know, it doesn't make any difference to me.
What would you like to see get better this week for yourself and the line?
I mean, I don't know if that's something that I really want to put out there, because we're trying to get better for this team that we're about to play. But, you know, there are a lot of things that we saw on film, technique-wise as a group, you know, whatever it may be that we can improve upon.
There's five or ten things, running backs, Riddick and Amir, that mm-hmm. shifty and not the big bruising backs. Is it unique blocking for them? Like, they just, it seems like they just need a small seam to get through?
Yeah, obviously they're really, really talented and, you know, slippery, make a guy miss. But whoever's in the backfield doesn't change my job. I just, you know, go out and do what I'm told. But, you know, it's nice to have playmakers back there.
Yeah.